It's right there in front of me. Okay. Good afternoon and welcome to the Senate Committee on Environment and Natural Resources for, what is today? February 16th. We are going to have a hearing on a House bill. This is our first House bill. Is that right, Beth?
Yeah.
And so with that, I will open up a public hearing on House Bill 4068. And Beth, if you can provide us with an overview.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4068 would authorize a food bank to provide a portion of reclaimed fish to a processing business as payment for processing. It also exempts these processed fish from some labeling requirements and allows processors to sell some of the fish it retains. There's no revenue or fiscal impact.
Okay, you guys want to arm wrestle over who goes first? Representative, since this is coming from side of the building.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee member and staff assistant.
Thank you.
For the record, Deborah Boone, House District 32. This bill comes to you unanimously out of the House Energy, Water, and Environment Committee and on the House floor, so it's teed up and ready to move quickly. The Oregon Food Bank came to me last interim and asked me to introduce this bill, and I was happy to do this. This is a long-standing issue among the fishing community. Bycatch is basically any species that you're not targeting. And so if, say, you're fishing for something and you catch this other fish and it's not one what you're supposed to be catching, you're required to throw it overboard. And that's just a big waste of fish and nutrition. So, I've already been queued up to say move quickly on this or you'll cut me off. So I want to leave time for everybody else too. But anyway, and the fish processing is expensive, and in some cases, the manner in which they do it results in packages larger than what the food banks normally pass out. So the idea was to be able to capture the bycatch, utilize it as food for families who are hungry in Oregon, and that basically solves two problems with one motion, and it saves all that waste. So, because often these fish are wonderful Oregon salmon. So we did this. We had it drafted, and we have it, bipartisan support, bicameral support. We think it's a good bill, and I will turn it over to my co-carrier now. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator, nice to see you, Madam Chair, over there.
Yeah, it's kind of
a different view
from over here. It's kind of scary. This is a scary committee. Madam Chair, Vice Chair Olson, and Senator Haas, it's my pleasure to be here, and I will be fast because this committee has a history of getting gaveled down if you're out of order, if you talk too long. Yeah.
Senator, and
yes.
My Vice Chair just reminded me that you need to identify yourself for the record.
Oh, Senator Thompson from District 26. Thank you.
Thank you.
I met Philip last year when I first came to this building and was immediately impressed with what he does and what the Oregon Food Bank does for our needy folks around the state. This summer, I got in contact with him. He came up to Hood River, and we had some of the things they do it's different, like this program, is they came to Hood River. We had a portion of our orchard property, not mine personally, but other areas that were hit had a lot of extensive hail damage, and that fruit would have just dropped on the ground and rotted. And Philip was able to make a slight purchase, but it was enough to get the fruit picked and put a little bit of money into the grower's pocket. Otherwise, that would have been a total waste. But people can only do so much. And angel pears are a great source of food, healthy food, but they need a little protein too. So I think with this program, with the fish and being able to work a deal and not have to pay for it because they're running out of money because they have to purchase a lot of food, this is a great program, and I respectfully ask for your vote, for your support. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this isn't such a scary committee.
Good job.
It isn't.
Senator Johnson will show you how it's done.
Okay.
For the record, my name is Betsy Johnson. I represent Senate District 16. And Senator Olson, it's Thursday. People should have a job. People shouldn't be hungry. That's what this bill is about. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you all for bringing this forward. And as a member of the Oregon Hunger Relief Task Force, I just want to thank you for supporting the food banks and making sure that hungry people do have some options. I do think there's a question from my vice chair.
There is, to Senator Thompson.
No.
Pardon?
No.
That's up to the chair to decide.
Oh.
The only question I have is in the fact that these are bycatch. Now, does this bill violate fishing rules? If you catch the wrong species, you're supposed to release it? And does this require you to keep it or pass it on or just release it as proposed?
I think Representative Boone can probably answer that.
Yeah, Deborah Boone. I will pass it off to him too, but it's not mandatory. It's voluntary. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we haven't, this is like phase one of what we're trying to do here. We haven't even touched the charter, recreational, and all that. And so one of the questions asked in the House committee was exactly that or similar to it. And if you catch it, there's something about, and I don't know that it's in the bill. I'm sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, there is a subsection 5D.
Okay.
Addresses that issue.
And people can always, you know, if you're nervous about it, you can always call ahead to the dock and say, I'll be bringing in some bycatch. I've got some, you know, 50 Chinook salmon with my large trawl, whatever. And, you know, and that's the kind of thing. It's not, the big thing is it's not mandatory. People want to do it. There are ways that they can do this. And then once it gets in, you know, it's because it's going to be, hopefully this goes through and it will be allowed to do this, we'll be able to move it on to the processor and work it that way. So
Follow it. This is an exceptional bill. It should pass the Senate easily, 30 to nothing, maybe even 31 to nothing if we could sneak a vote someplace. But it's a good bill. It's good for the people. It's a good use of the resource and should easily go forward.
I have a question.
Madam Chair.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you. In response to the Vice Chair's comments, it actually is going to create some jobs, too, because there are processors. I think there's one in the room who's a constituent of mine who will talk about having to package the bycatch, and so there's a jobs piece here, too.
Excellent.
Yeah. And just for the record, in consultation with my committee staff, there was an amendment, and so under section 2, sub 5D, this subsection does not apply to any retention or of a portion of or byproducts of reclaimed fishes contrary to federal law or to federal or state agency restrictions or prohibitions regarding the disposition of reclaimed fish or the byproducts of reclaimed fish. So that addresses, I believe that addresses the issue that Senator Olson raised.
Mm-hmm.
So, Senator Johnson, I know you need to get to another committee, so if unless you have anything to say, you are excused.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not in that big a hurry to get to my committee.
So, Senator Thompson, if you want to ask questions of us, you need to come back up to the dais.
Well, I was just going to ask, if Senator Olson was at all influenced by the names of the co-sponsors of this, why he thought this was such a great bill.
Absolutely.
There
oh,
go.
Good.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, and Madam Chair, I would like to remind the committee also, these are two really wonderful Oregon products.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Okay, we do have some people that would like to testify, but I don't have a sheet. I do know, Philip, you want to come up and bring up whoever you have with you. Good job.
Oh, it's fine.
Let you go off easy.
Yeah. I was sweating when Olson started asking questions.
I answered for him. Thank you. Okay, we have Philip Marlin Martin and Steve Fick. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the Committee for Record, Philip Kennedy Want, Oregon Food Bank. First, I want to begin by thanking Senator Thompson and Representative Boone and Senator Olson for being sponsors to this legislation. I will keep my remarks brief and turn it over to Marlin Martin, who is a member Food Bank within the Oregon Food Bank Network, and Steve Fick, who runs Fish Hawk Industries, which is a local fish processor. So essentially, Oregon Food Bank was interested in introducing this bill because of the fact that the food supply system in Oregon's food bank are facing some challenges as far as having enough food to get to hungry families. And as Senator Thompson mentioned earlier, Oregon Food Bank went out to his orchard, and through that meeting we were able to connect with other farmers who had food that they could donate but didn't have the resources as far as packing or harvesting, and we were able to acquire that by helping to pay for that. And so bycatch is no different, and obviously, you know, we are always looking for protein. It's one type of food product that's really hard to come by. And so with me today is Marlon Martin to talk about how this relationship with the Clatsop Community Action Food Bank and Fish Hawk and ODF&W began. And also for your information, I did ask ODF&W to come and be at this hearing and be prepared to answer any questions that you might have. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here today, gentlemen.
Thank you. For the record, Marlon Martin, representing Clatsop Community Action Regional Food Bank, distributing emergency food throughout Clatsop County. What I'd like to do is share a simple story with you today about what we experienced in Clatsop County this last year. I need to start by telling you that I serve on an initiative, a strategic initiative team made up of six regional food banks throughout Oregon. And each of us were challenged to find within our geographical area methods of intentional production. Of course, being in Clatsop County and having water on two borders, we felt that working closer with the fishing industry was certainly an opportunity for us. And so we got a hold of the Department of Fish and Wildlife. We got a hold of some of our fishery friends and said, we really want to grab.
Sir, we need you to back up off the mic because
you're
getting feedback. It's very sensitive. It can hear you very easily.
Okay, very good.
You don't have to get that close.
You're right, Senator Thompson. He's kind of scary.
It is scary. Yeah, you've heard those stories, too.
Yeah, anyway, we started this great relationship with these people, being able to capture documented bycatch or hatchery fish. And I sent out a spreadsheet that kind of shows you how much fish we were able to get. And throughout the fishing and even the hunting season, we actually were able to capture and process over 21,000 pounds of meat for people in Clatsop County. That netted about 14,000 pounds in the frying pan. That is a feat we could never have accomplished without this process put into place. We did find at times we were completely overwhelmed. We were using the facilities of people like Steve Fick, going down after hours or on weekends with volunteers, cleaning the fish in a plant that offered good sanitary conditions, but doing it with volunteer people. And we were not able to handle all of the fish that actually was available. I personally got a call one day from Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife and said, I have 8,000 pounds of fish. You have an hour to come and get it. So it put us in a situation where much fish was wasted. In fact, of the bycatch itself, nearly 6,000 pounds was ground and dumped back into the water, and almost 9,000 pounds was given across the border to another state because we couldn't handle it. So we feel there's a great opportunity to continue that. And, you know, certainly I'm not going to try to go through all the information I gave you, but hopefully it will support our request and asking you to consider favorably this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Dingfelder. Committee members, for the record, my name is Steve Fick. I'm in Astoria. I own a seafood processing plant. I support this bill. I think one of the issues it does is kind of cleans up and gives a little more clarity of what's legal and what's not legal as far as helping participate. And I think there's been some reservation by processors in the past to become involved because you inadvertently could be doing something illegal while you're trying to with good intent. The other thing what this bill does is it helps give traceability to these products coming through a processing plant, gives them some flexibility, as I understand the bill, in that it allows, we love to donate our time, but there's a level of what we can do that, and there's this gives some latitude where they can negotiate some processing opportunities so we don't see this waste, or it gives them an opportunity to take these products and maximize the value of them, parlaying it actually into more opportunities for them. So I would strongly support this bill and ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for the panel? All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you for bringing this forward also to us for consideration. Is there anybody else that would like to testify in House Bill 4068A? Do you want to have the department come up and say anything? Okay, so department's just here to answer questions.
Yeah, bring him up, if you would, please.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I
okay.
do.
Okay. Looks like we have a question from our vice chair. So we have Kurt Melcher from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Chair Dingfelder, Kurt Melcher, Deputy Director for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Happy to answer any questions you may have. We did work with the food bank and others on the amendment language and did work with state police to assure that all the language was consistent with our state and federal statutes. So we're in good shape in that regard.
Okay, thank you. Did you have a question?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Thank you, Kurt, for coming up. Because I noticed on your thing your bycatch is all salmon, a little bit of halibut. Are there any other fishes, or walleye, bass, sturgeon, or anything like that, that could be accommodate this bycatch and be used as a food source?
Yeah. Chair Dingfelder, Vice Chair Olson, so what we're looking at here is really bycatch that's coming in from our largely ocean fisheries.
Okay.
And one of the relatively new aspects of the ground fish fishery, the trawl fishery, is that for the most part, they're required to retain all species. So they can no longer sort at sea and discard. And in the case of, and all of those species now have market value with the exception of salmon and halibut. Salmon and halibut are still prohibited in those trawl fisheries. So when they come shoreside and they're sorted at the processor, the fisherman is in no violation of any law. They just can't retain or sell the fish at the processor. The processor sorts the fish, and then the salmon and halibut become property of the state, at which point that's where we come in, and we then distribute those fish to the food bank.
And I hate to bring this up, do any of the fish that are bycatch in gillnet fishery go into this program?
Chair Dingfelder, Vice Chair Olson, no. And certainly with regard to the fisheries where, so for instance, in the Columbia River commercial fishery, species that are not saleable, like steelhead, for instance, they have no market value, and the fishermen are explicitly prohibited from retaining those fish. So that's why, and I know Senator Dingfelder pointed out, or Chair Dingfelder pointed out, the language in this bill which says it does not exempt them from these other state laws that are in place.
Thank you very much.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
Thank you, Kurt. Any other questions for the department? All right, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Okay, seeing that there's no other public testimony on this bill, we will close the public hearing on House Bill 4068A. We'll open up a work session. Would you like to make a motion?
Sure. Okay. Chair Dingfelder, I move House Bill 4068A to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator also moves House Bill 4068A to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay, I would just like to add, I want to thank the co-sponsors and the food bank for bringing this bill forward, for somebody who's worked on hunger issues in the state for over a decade through the Hunger Relief Task Force. I think this is one small step towards obviously meeting a very big need. So appreciate your thoughtfulness and innovation in moving this forward, and hopefully we can help in a small way with this bill. With that, the clerk will call the roll, please.
Aye.
Or large way.
Aye.
Aye.
Senator Johnson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Dingfelder?
Aye. With that, the motion carries and or passes. And Senator Thompson has already volunteered to carry the bill since he's a chief co-sponsor. So with that, we will have Senator Thompson as the carrier, and we will close the work session on House Bill 4068A. And Beth, do we have any other business today?
That's all.
Okay, so we are adjourned.
We're home.